tune in to Turn On the News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn On the News daily. Here's 1 hour of breathing on National Public Radio.
She did to him. Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.
Telephone every day.
Mad Scene with Transatlantic Telephone Conversation, and before that, Lou Reed with New York Telephone Conversation on Turn on the News. You're listening to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio, a radio show about radio and sound art, sound media art, media news, and more. And next we're going to Slate Magazine, where Daniel Lamette has a story called Pop Music is Getting Sadder and More Ambiguous. And it is based on, well, I guess the first, Christopher Shea at the Wall Street Journal had it first, but researchers at the University of Toronto and Freie University in Berlin have examined top 40 Billboard music songs in the United States, the Hot 100 chart, from the last 5 years of every decade starting in 1965. What they found was that between 1965 and 1969, 85% of the top 40 Billboard charts were written in a major key. But as the decades passed, that number has fallen dramatically. Between 2005 and 2009, only 42.5% of hits were in a major key. For the same time period, the tempo of hit songs dropped from slightly more than 116 beats per minute to about 100. So they have two songs in the Slate story that they've pulled out to show the difference. We'll go first to from 2009, Kid Cudi's Day and Night, and then we'll listen to the Beatles' Paperback Writer. Kid Cudi's Day and Night is in a minor key with 69 beats per minute. Paperback Writer is in a major key with 158 beats per minute, one from 2009 and one from 1966 on Turn on the News.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this, madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. 'Cause day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely Mr. Solo Dolo, he's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams he sees the life he made. The pain is deep, a silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through.
Cause day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. Slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away. He slips into his white Nikes. He smokes and then he's on the way to free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. To free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night.
Paperback writer.
You're listening to Turn on the News, a radio show about radio. From free103.9.org, a transmission arts nonprofit group based in New York State. Ian Bogost at the Atlantic. Go to Atlantic, theatlantic.com in the Atlantic magazine. Has an essay called The Cigarette of This Century. And what do you think he thinks the cigarette of this century is? In 1965, 40% of the United States population smoked, according to his essay. Less than half that figure today. So 1965 is the key period of smoking in American history. Probably forever. Marshall McLuhan observed, he says, The cigarette enhances a sense of poise and calm by giving the smoker a prop, reducing social awkwardness. It retrieves tribal practices of ritual and security and obsolesces loneliness by giving everyone something in common to do, such as asking for a light. Just about the time that cigarettes were banned from restaurants and public spaces around the United States and other parts of the world, wireless Wi-Fi signals were creeping into those exact same spaces. And now, folks have cell phones in their hands. Was the Magnetic Fields with The Machine in Your Hand from Love at the Bottom of the Sea, their 2012 record. Next up, we're going to Brooklyn, where on June 4th, Merzbow played with drummer Ballas Pandy.
It's suitable for kids, it's suitable for parents.
Great.
But I've got to ask you how you felt when I think it was Eric Bolling from Fox News said it was pushing a dangerous liberal agenda and trying to brainwash children.
Yes.
That's horrible.
It's so dangerous. It's so afraid. No, you know, it's a funny thing. They were concerned about us having some prejudice against oil companies, and I can tell you that's categorically not true. And besides, if we had a problem with oil companies, why would we have spent the entire film driving around in a gas-guzzling Rolls Royce?
He's got a point.
It's almost as laughable as accusing Fox News as, being news.
Boy, that's going to be all over the internet. You are in such deep water.
Yeah, if they take what I say seriously, they got a real big problem.
Wow.
Thank you, and good evening. And I want to thank you, Kermit. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. First time I've ever been introduced by an amphibious MC. Because you know what amphibious means. It means he can be dull on land or water. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. And while I was there,
funny.
I heard about them. It's beginning. You're the two guys that I heard about that heckle from the box, aren't you? There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Get a look at them. Starsky and Crutch. Yeah, don't start with me, boys. Don't start with me, please.
Hey, Burl.
What?
You know what? I've just figured out your style.
Really?
You work like Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck's not a comedian.
Well?
Now, just a minute, please. I have been a successful comedian half of my life.
How come we got this half?
Look, did you come in here to be entertained or not?
That's right.
What's right?
We came in here to be entertained, and we're not.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you come down here and be funny.
You first!
The audience. Don't pay any attention to him, folks. He's the ninth child of a family of eight. Let me tell this story.
Hey, Burl!
Yes, what is it? What is it?
You know what you're doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
You're standing too close to the audience.
Oh, I am? Now, how's this?
You're still too close.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this okay?
Yeah, a little more.
How far back do you want me to go?
You got a car?
Let me tell you something. If you don't stop, I'll have the usher throw you out.
He can't. He's too busy.
Doing what?
Keeping people in.
And you're encouraging me. That's what you're doing. You know what? I got a good mind to punch you in your nose.
Please, not while I'm holding it.
That's pretty funny.
You can use it.
I can use it. I don't need your material, pal. I got a million funny lines in the back of my head.
Yeah, how come they never reach your mouth?
Gentlemen, will you please? Will you take it easy? Do you think I'm doing this for fun?
Not so far.
Oh, I see. You think you can do better?
I couldn't do worse.
All right. Okay. I dare you both to come down here and entertain.
We should.
Oh, yeah? Do you sing?
No.
Do you dance?
No.
Can you get laughs?
No.
Then what would you do?
Just what you're doing.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I'm going to call the police.
Good idea. You need all the protection you can get.
Don't, will you? I've had it with you guys. I'm not going to put up with you anymore. Anymore. Not anymore.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Burr?
Oh, I'm going to start with you now. How's it going? It's going terribly. It's good. These guys have been picking on me, insulting me ever since I started.
Well, can I help you out?
Please, huh?
Which way did you come in?
I've had it. Here we go again.
Next up, we're going to visit the Museum of Endangered Sounds. You can go to savethesounds.info and click on your favorite endangered sound.
Hello?
This is Bernard Parmigiani with Pop Eclectic.
We'll be right back. Oh,
tune in to Turn on the News daily from 3103.9.org. You can go to newsroom.3103.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 3103.9 and newsroom.3103.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn on the News daily.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.